The report by Families USA says the people in Texas who would benefit most from closing the coverage gap are cashiers, drivers, cooks and servers, hotel clerks, and construction workers, for example. Many of them don't earn enough to qualify for a tax subsidy under the Affordable Care Act, says Families USA's Dee Mahan.
We found that most of the people who'd be helped are working. Closing the coverage gap by expanding health insurance would help Texans who work in jobs that are the backbone of the state's economy, and that most of us encounter every day.
John Hawkins with the Texas Hospital Association says he hopes Texas will work with the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services for a state-specific solution, as other Republican-led states have done.
Not, you know, necessarily expanding Medicaid directly as the Affordable Care Act contemplated it, but really looking at different alternatives that match up to the needs of the working poor, if you will.
Texas Governor Rick Perry could decide to negotiate with Washington, but a provision passed last year requires the legislature to approve it beforehand. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.